Welcome to Science Journal for May 2010. Exciting times for microbiologists, laser scientists, satellite navigation specialists, and anyone in the Czech Republic who's following such fields, because Prague is becoming a major player in all of them. Just take this example. It will soon be Bohemia that you think of when you hear the word superlaser, because the region is set to host the most powerful of them all. For more on that, I spoke to Dr. Bedřich Rus, the scientific manager for the ELI Beamlines project. Please tell me, what is a superlaser exactly?
The superlaser is a project for the moment. It's a project of the most intense laser in the world. So the objective of this project is a cutting-edge laser facility to deliver the most powerful laser in the world that will produce some very short pulses of light, and these pulses of light will serve to new projects in fundamental research and in wide spectrum of applications.
Well, can you tell me exactly how that works? Because the most intense laser in the world sounds wonderful and futuristic, but how exactly does it help?
The most intense laser in the world means that the laser pulses, laser energy, will be concentrated ultra short pulses. This is why this laser will be the most powerful, the most intense in the world. And the beauty of these short pulses is that you can use these pulses to generate thus far unachievable concentrations of light intensity over very short times. And you can use these pulses to create new flashes, new sources, variety of other radiation like X-rays, gamma rays, electrons, protons, other particles. And these flashes are so short and are so intense that can mimic a lot of situations that occur in cosmology and through astrophysics and through other things.
So this can be used in a very, very wide range of fields. What other fields can it be used in?
So in the fundamental research, these pulses, it's really possible to study phenomena related to astrophysics, to look in laboratory what kind of matter could be involved in certain objects, like dying stars or like pulsars or other things. And then in the applications, these sources can be used, for example, in generating flashes of light that can be used for very efficient cure or elimination, if you like, of tumors. Some can contribute to new techniques of cancer treatment, and also can be used to develop new technologies of medical imaging, etc., etc. Can be used in development of new devices in the electronics and many other things.
How did the Czech Republic win the competition? Because there were several countries competing to have this laser.
That's right. The Czech Republic won the competition because of the very good reputation of the laser science and technology in the Czech Republic, because of very good collaboration with our colleagues in the United Kingdom. The UK was also contended for hosting this facility, but finally they supported the Czech bid. So that is why the Czech Republic won the competition. And also, as I said, we had very good support from our British colleagues and very good support of Germany.
Everything these days is bio-bio. What then is a bio-ceph? It has nothing to do with free-range chickens, I assure you, and everything to do with cutting-edge biological research. The Biotechnology and Biomedicine Center in Bestetz, run by the Academy of Sciences and Charles University, will be a reality in just 3 short years. A research and development institution par excellence, being overseen by biochemist and former head of the Academy, Dr. Václav Pačes. So can you tell me what's all the excitement around BioCEPH about?
BioCEPH was evaluated by 3 committees. The last one was the International Committee of Experts. We were quite happy with the results. The scientific program of BioCEPH was evaluated without any objections, so it got full points was ranked very highly.
Could you summarize what all is going to be happening there? What exactly does the scientific program consist of?
Yes, BioCEF has five large programs. One is this functional genomics, where also the phenogenomics is involved, and this infrastructure, European infrastructure, InfraFrontier. Then the second program is cell biology and virology. You know, virology is very important because there is a lack of really expert teams and laboratories. We have excellent individuals, but not really consistent research in virology. So we would very much like to strengthen this in BioCEF. So that was the second program. The third one is structural biology and protein engineering. This is very important, especially from the practical point of view, as well as the fourth program, which is biomaterials and tissue engineering. This involves also stem cell applications rather than only research. And then the last one is the development of therapeutics and diagnostics. Okay. And this is very important part because it should really take the results of the fourth scientific programs and really turn them to something more practical.
It sounds like a great boon to man and an enormous hell for laboratory mice.
That is true. That is true, yes.
What will be the overall impact of BioCEF, do you think?
Yes. In fact, this is behind why we really proposed this and set it up, because, you know, in the Czech Republic, we have reasonably good basic research in biomedicine and biological sciences. We have some new industry, that is biotechnological companies, for instance. But what is absolutely missing is this transfer bridge between basic research and practical production, maybe even, or diagnostic tools and so forth and so on. And this is behind the BioCEF program. There will be not only excellent scientists, but the emphasis will be on this technology transfer, to transfer really results into the companies. And also what we want is to initiate new companies, the spin-off companies, that would involve people that would work in BioCEF, and that would either continue working part-time, perhaps, or they would set up their own companies. And a part of the BioCEF program is to help these new technologies and new people to apply these technologies in something commercially successful.
And aside from these plans, it's also intended as a learning institution, as I understand it.
Absolutely. This is an extremely important part. The BioCEF is based on three pillars. Now, one is the science and research. The other one is the transfer of results of research to something practical. And the third pillar is education, not only education of postdocs and doctoral students, because the BioCEF is run by the Institutes of the Academy of Sciences and the two schools of Charles University. This is very important, but we also want to, for instance, run courses for company people to teach them and have them to work together with people in BioCEF to learn new techniques, new developments of science that could be applied then in something that they are interested in.
Last but by no means least on our rundown of exciting new centers of science and technology in the Czech Republic, the Galileo Supervisory Authority, possibly the most distinguished, but also the most hypothetical of the three. Nothing has been promised, but it's no secret that the Czech Republic wants the new European navigation system based here very much. We've been hearing about it for years, but now decision day is fast approaching, it seems. Why all the fuss? I asked Karel Dobeš, who is the official representative for the Czech candidature for the headquarters. What does the Czech Republic want with a global navigation center anyway?
There are two reasons. First one, it's motivation for the Czech industry and for Europe. I think we have a big European project, Galileo, and what we need is support and participation of the new European EU countries. We have 10 reasons why the Czech candidate for the seat of GSA in Prague.
Well, maybe if you can tell me the three best of those reasons.
Okay. The first one is Prague. Prague is a very nice city. It's beautiful and safe. There are top living conditions in Prague, located in the heart of Europe, and excellent congress and conference capacities. Yeah.
And also, when you say safe, I assume you don't mean only it's safe from pickpockets and thugs, but you're also thinking of terrorism.
Yes, and we have our safety in look, the Czech Republic is member of the ESA, and it means we have all the security requirements for the industry security.
Well, aside from being an honor to host the headquarters of Galileo, I assume you also expect it would be of great benefit to Prague and to the Czech Republic. What do you think the benefits would entail?
The first benefit is message for or a signal for the other country. Czech Republic is center of satellite navigation in the whole world. Second is the motivation for the Czech industry. And for the Czech economy, it means, look, for example, in Germany, in Oberpfaffenhofen, they have technical center of Galileo. They have now more than 50 new companies around this area. And if we have the seat of GSA in Prague, for sure are a lot of foreign companies coming to Prague, a consulting company and other company to concentrate the satellite navigation business in Prague.
That, dear listeners, was Karel Dobeš, official representative for the Czech candidature for the Galileo Supervisory Authority headquarters. And that's all the science we have time for today. Thanks to all those who are able to join us for the program and to you for listening. And I hope you'll tune in to Science Journal this time next month. I'm Christian Falvey. Bye-bye.